Chapter 45. Pistol range in rear, read the blue neon sign, and Kate pulled up in front of the gun shop just as a man was locking the door. She had come straight to the gun shop in Old City and had gotten here just in time. If Micah were going to buy a gun, this had to be the place. The shop was only blocks from her office and apartment. Kate switched off the ignition and jumped out of the car, shouting, "Excuse me, please don't close." "What?" The man turned from the door, his steel key ring still in the lock. A security spotlight shone above him, showing an immensely beefy six-footer. The man's head was shaved, his bumps in bas-relief under the bright light, and he wore only a red Sixers windbreaker, despite the cold. "Please wait!" Kate dashed around the car to the big man. Traffic rushed behind them on four lanes.
"Lady, you need a gun that bad?"
Yes, I do."
Kate wanted information, not weaponry, but she hadn't had time to get a story in order. His assumption was as good as any.
"Yes, I need a gun."
"Wait a minute."
The man looked down at her. Up close, he looked about 30 years old, with large dark eyes and thick lips with a scar that vanished when he smiled, like now.
"I know you. You're that judge, been in the papers."
"Rats."
"Yes, that's me."
Kate introduced herself and stuck out her hand, and he shook it without crushing it.
"Lou Behrens."
"Pleased to meet you, Lou."
Kate had to find a way to use it to her advantage.
"So then you know that I've been getting a lot of publicity. My house was broken into, and I need protection. I can't go another night without a gun."
She tried to sound like a damsel in distress, which she'd seen on TV.
"I feel so unsafe. Please, can you stay open a little? I won't take long, I promise."
"Well, okay,"
Lou answered, his voice softer, and Kate started to think sexism had been getting a bad rap.
"Thanks so much, I appreciate it.
But you can't buy a gun and start blasting away, you understand."
Lou twisted the keyring in the lock, setting it jingling, and opened the front door.
"You have to take lessons, learn firearm safety. We have classes on Saturdays and some weeknights."
I will. I just want to have a gun tonight so I can sleep better. Just in case."
"Come on in. Let's see what we can do for you."
Lou flicked the switch, turning on old-fashioned fluorescent lights. He ushered Kate inside, then closed the door behind her and headed toward a doorway on the left.
"Wait here while I turn off the burglar alarm."
"Sure, thanks."
Kate looked around at a rectangular store that seemed almost stop time. Old glass display cases framed with real wood flanked the room on either side. An ancient red and black linoleum tile covered the center aisle. On the right wall hung an array of dusty flags, a faded blue one that read Colt, and next to it, a sun-bleached yellow Faruger. Under the flags, at least 50 antique guns had been mounted on cheap pegboard, leading to a rack of modern rifles, lined butt down in the back, next to a room closed off with bars and padlocks. The air smelled vaguely of dirt and stale cigarettes, like a hardware store with attitude.
"Step over here, Judge,"
Lou said, re-emerging from the doorway. He set the store keys on the glass top with a clatter and went behind the counter on the left. A grimy cash register sat at the end of the counter, and the wooden shelves behind were filled with stacks of colorful boxes that read American Eagle in cherry red and white, Winchester in tomato red, and Remington in Kelly Green and chrome yellow. It looked like a cute and cheery display, until Kate realized the boxes contained bullets. She shuddered, thinking of the heat that had whizzed past her cheek last night. It reminded her of her purpose.
"So what's a good gun for girls?"
"A girl gun?"
Lou smiled, his scar dissolving into sweetness.
"You mean pink? Or like these with the mother-of-pearl handle?"
He waved a hand at some smaller guns, their whitish handles shining with opalescence.
"I mean, a gun you'd sell to a woman, for example."
Kate leaned over the counter, which displayed an array of guns on top of their boxes. She skimmed the brands. Beretta, Colt, Rossi. Rossi? That was the gun that was the murder weapon. She remembered the name because it sounded like Russo.
"What do you think about those Rossi guns?"
"The revolver? Good choice."
Lou reached for the keys, unlocked the back of the counter door, and plucked the gun from the top of its blue box.
He pocketed the keys, brought out the gun, set it on the counter in front of Kate.
This is a good basic gun. It would be a fine choice for you.
Revolvers don't have safeties, Kate said, for lack of something better. How could she find out if Micah had bought this gun from him?
Don't worry about that. You don't need a safety on a revolver. It takes some doing to squeeze off a shot. Check it out for yourself. Pick it up and squeeze.
Kate hefted the heavy gun and pressed the trigger, which made a loud click.
I see what you mean. The other judges already have guns. I don't want to be the last judge on my block to get one.
Lou laughed.
Judge Sherman told me he likes the gun he got, but I don't know if he got his here. Do you know?
Lou set his scarred lips.
I shouldn't say, to be honest with you. We keep our customers strictly confidential. Nobody will know from me that you got your gun here.
Great.
But on the QT, I can tell you that the Common Pleas Court judges shop here, and most of the Sixers. A few Eagles, too. We sell to police, also. We're responsible. That's why I say you have to have the lessons.
Cops buy this gun? I thought you said it was a girl gun.
Men use it, too, of course. It's one of our best sellers. It's on TV all the time. Gangster gun of choice.
Lou ran a thickly ridged fingernail along the glistening, silvery chamber with its perfectly machined indentations.
Leaves no casings behind to identify the gun. Not like a semi-auto.
I don't usually watch the cop shows, except that now I'm going to be on one, I guess.
I read that.
Lou warmed up immediately.
They use this gun on Cold Case, if you saw the episode the other night. It's the same gun as you're holding, only not all black. They like to use the stainless steel on TV because it shows up better for the camera.
Really?
Lou nodded. They filmed parts of Cold Case in Philly, you know, because it's set here. They had a casting call when they first started, and I went down to try and be an extra, but they didn't hire me. Too big. I stand out.
I bet. Kate smiled. Attorneys at Law is filmed here, too. The exteriors.
Kate remembered the lingo from Micah.
I wonder if they use this gun in the show.
Sure, the Rossi's on all the time. It's the one the main detective carries. They buy from me.
Kate blinked. Just like that? For real?
Sure. Lou perked up. Hey, this is kind of a funny thing. If they make you into a character, you bought your gun here. For real.
Funny. Who buys the guns for them?
One of the assistants. She's a nice girl.
Lou leaned over the glass counter.
Hey, they're going to make you a consultant? You could get 5 G's an episode, they do that. It's real money. You got an agent or a manager?
I'm a judge.
So what? You need an agent. I know people. I could ask around. Get yourself a good deal. Least they could do, since they base the character on you.
Good point. So you sell them the guns? This very store?
Yep.
Lou's immense chest puffed under the red windbreaker. Who buys the guns for them? There was one assistant who used to watch the trial.
Micah Gilbert,
Lou grinned, his scar disappearing. Yikes. Yes, I think that was her name. Kate squinted as if she were thinking, but her heart almost leaped through her chest.
Sure, Micah, I know Micah. She works for Art Simone. Comes in here all the time. She buys the guns for the show, for when they shoot in town.
Lou chuckled.
I mean, shoot scenes, not guns.
Sure, right. Kate managed a laugh. So she buys the guns?
Yes. She handles props on the Philly end. They don't want to deal with airport security, flying the guns here from L.A.
Whoa. So Micah bought these guns for the show? This exact one? I want to buy exactly what she bought.
That's the exact one. Your gun will be on TV.
Yay. When did she buy it?
She bought a few. That one she bought from me about 6 months ago. She bought 3, as I remember. 2 black Berettas, too, for the other characters. She picked up a few silencers, too.
You sell silencers?
Sure. They're easy to use. You just thread them on. Can't put a silencer on a revolver, though.
Lou pointed through the case.
Beretta, Walther, Glock, H&K. They take a silencer. A Zig, too, some of the models.
Kate could barely contain her excitement. Did she have to take the lesson, too?
No, but she wanted to. That girl can shoot. I taught her myself at our range.
Lou smiled with a fatherly pride, and Kate reached for her wallet.
I'll take it, she said,
and Lou laughed.
Don't you want to know how much it is?
Doesn't matter. This is a celebrity gun.
Kate couldn't wait to get to a phone.